You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for your support of The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
We get to celebrate some Christmas happenings today on The Coffee Hour. We're very excited. Christmas is just around the corner. And our amazing St. Louis Symphony Orchestra right here in St. Louis always has amazing concerts and things for the whole family to enjoy. So joining us today is Julia Payne, second bassoonist with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, to tell us all about what's happening. Thanks for joining us today on The Coffee Hour, Julia.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for having me.
Bassoon is one of my favorite instruments, so this is really exciting. First, before we even get into all of the St. Louis Symphony things, how did you become a professional bassoon player?
All right. Well, I was really lucky. I started bassoon in fifth grade. It's been my one and only instrument, besides like 3 months of piano when I was 5 years old. But no, I was in middle school, and my middle school had everybody come in during a lunch hour and say, try any instrument you want. And most everybody tried as many instruments as possible. They sanitized every instrument in between, don't worry. And yeah, they told us to rank our top three, and bassoon was my one and only. So that's how it went.
One and all. So it started in fifth grade, and you've played bassoon ever since.
Yeah. Wow. And I did forget to mention, the reason why it was my one and only is because at the time it was taller than me, because that is the sign of a good instrument.
This is bigger than me. I must play it.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much more to that story, I'm sure, that I would love to hear. But we probably need to schedule a whole nother episode.
Yes.
What do you love about playing Christmas music with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra?
I think December might be our most collaborative month of the year. I don't think we collaborate with more unique singers, more groups, more soloists than in December. And every single week is wildly different than the one before. It's just so different every single week. And there's so much fun to be had and so much Christmas music. And I am unfortunately one of those people that as soon as Halloween passes, I turn on the Christmas music. And I know so many people will be upset by that, but I am sorry.
I think you're in good company here with
yes.
both of us. I think we've also been playing Christmas music for a while, a couple of months maybe. Yes, we do love Christmas around here. Do you have some favorite Christmas pieces that you like to play?
Oh, gosh. I think anytime we get classic melodies coming in, anytime we get singers coming in, honestly, I think that's my most favorite, because we don't get vocalists every single week. Usually it's just the orchestra, or we'll collaborate with our two resident choruses every now and then. But again, December is so much singing, so much work with chorus, so much band work and jazz work. I don't have a favorite. It's just like working with vocalists is so much fun for me.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and there are several things coming up with the SLSO. So let's do a little rundown of all of the exciting things happening. First, coming up very, very soon, December 6 and 7, a Baroque Christmas. We do love Baroque music around here. Tell us about what's happening in this one.
Yes, this first one is very near and dear to my heart, because two of my favorite colleagues are actually playing concertos on that concert. Ale and Anne are a piccolo. They play viola and piccolo respectively, and both of them are just so phenomenal. And there's going to be some Bach on the concert. It's just, that's going to be phenomenal. And then the day after that concert, we have Celtic Woman coming in, which is very, again, near and dear to my heart. I've got Irish roots. I've got family in Ireland. So it'll be a total blast.
And then moving on to December 13th, then we have In Unison, correct?
Yes. Okay. So this is my secret favorite concert of the entire month. It is a total blast. So just for those listeners who don't know what the In Unison chorus is, this chorus has been with us for 30 years. I think it's the 30th anniversary this year. It's one of our two resident courses, but this one in particular specializes in the African diaspora, gospel, spirituals, other amazing Black artists. And they perform, I want to say, two or three concerts with us every year. We call it Gospel Christmas, In Unison Christmas, is just going to be so, so fantastic. There's also, just as a side note, we have another concert with the In Unison course in February, which I'll just tell you guys to come to that one as well, because Brian Stokes Mitchell is going to be singing. And for those of us that grew up with Prince of Egypt, the movie, he was one of the singers in that movie, and he's coming to St. Louis. And he's singing with the In Unison Chorus and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. So if that gives you any idea of like how amazing both the February concert and the December concert will be with In Unison Chorus, it's going to be so, so incredible.
Andy's very excited for that one. Speaking of things that Andy loves, the movies that are coming up, I know these are a Bates family favorite. There's two of them happening, The Muppet Christmas Carol, How to Train Your Dragon. Tell us about these movies and what makes movies with the St. Louis Symphony so special.
Yeah, I mean, St. Louis Symphony, not to toot my own horn, but having a live orchestra of this caliber do any movie is such a treat. And both Muppet Christmas, great for the family. Also, just like a really, really mesmerizing experience to have this surround sound of music that is different than your speakers at home. It's so much more complex. It's so much more varied. And we just have a total blast. Most of us will watch the movies beforehand so we don't get distracted on stage. And then How to Train Your Dragon, of course, is like such a family favorite. The score is great. We're all just going to have a total blast. It's so much fun. We'll try not to look at the movie screen while we're on stage. I promise.
Sarah's acting like I'm the only one who really loves movies with the symphony. Sarah, you have to admit, you have seen a movie at the symphony, right?
I saw Muppets at the symphony, yeah.
Yeah.
They were so fun the last time I was there. Yeah. So good.
It kind of ruins you, because then you never want to just go to a movie theater and see a movie. You only want to see movies with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. All right. There are still more. I know movies are fantastic. Great at the Christmas season. There is more to the lineup, though. The Mercy Holiday Celebration. Tell us about that.
This is our classic concert. It's a little bit more traditional. It'll be a total blast. Again, I think we've got four concerts of that and in many different locations of St. Louis. So depending on where you're living, you can find one that's closest to you. Traditional songs, we'll have a great singer there with us. It's your classic holiday fun. Yeah.
Good stuff. If you're looking for a good Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of things happening, and so this is an unfair question. You may have already answered it, but what are you most looking forward to among all of these different things that you get to play in the month of December?
Yeah, I'm excited to have the variety of music. I mean, I love every single one of those concerts that we're going to be putting on. I love the In Unison Chorus. I also love every single New Year's Eve concert. The New Year's Eve concert is going to be particularly special because Stephanie Childress, she's our assistant conductor for a couple of years, is coming back. And she is just the most well-spoken, will give you a great night, lots of British humor. She's such a treat. And she loves being here and loves St. Louis. And we love her. So all of us will be completely engaged along with the audience for the New Year's Eve concert as well.
And the New Year's Eve concerts, if I remember correctly, those are undisclosed until the concert, right? The program is undisclosed. Do I remember that correctly?
Correct. Yeah. So I won't give anything away, but I have seen it. I'm on the artistic committee, so I know what we're playing. But I won't give it away. But it's great. And she's an expert in all of it. And again, she's got that British humor that is so endearing, so British.
Okay, Sarah got to ask one unfair question. I too. All right, so Sarah got to ask your favorite from the season. What is the most challenging for a bassoonist during this season out of this lineup?
Out of this lineup? Well, I am going to have to say anything that's Bach. So the Baroque Christmas, that first week, Bach is so harmonically fascinating and challenging, and giving it the respect and love that it deserves is always a challenge, because it's so complicated. But I mean, it's the foundation of classical music, right? Baroque music. So yeah, there you go.
Yes, Bach is very fun to listen to, and that's partially because it is all very intertwined and so fun. That sounds very, very exciting. Now, we got a little bit of the story of 5-year-old Julia, or fifth grade Julia, the bassoon. Why do you still love playing the bassoon now and getting able to play with the St. Louis Symphony? What still brings you joy about playing the bassoon?
I'm so glad you asked that, because I have my bassoon professor actually in grad school said, people will be asking you, how did you start the bassoon your whole life? But the more pertinent question is, why did you stick with it? Mm. And that's the exact question you just asked. So thank you. And I think what is most important to me is finding a community and finding people who will support you through anything and everything. And that's what music has given me. And just to give a little bit of backstory about myself, I actually was a chemist and wanted to be a marine chemist specifically for 20 years of my life. And I've written a couple of journals and applied to grants and done a lot of research. I was on an ocean vessel for 45 days in the Southern Atlantic in like 40-foot swells doing research. And I loved doing it. Field work was so incredible. But as I was studying chemistry, I actually did a couple of classes. I spent a semester in France studying chemistry, and I could not find my community in chemistry. I found it in the orchestras that I joined over there, and I ended up joining 3 orchestras. And it was the musicians who scooped me up and were taking me into their homes and sharing their food with me. And I just... musicians will give you anything and everything and support you through anything and everything.
I love it. For all the kids out there.
Yeah.
Music is a great vocation, and you find that is fantastic. Julia, where can we find more information about all of these different offerings from the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra for Christmas this year?
Go ahead and visit slso.org. Everything is on there. You can get tickets. You can learn about every single different concert we're doing. And I know we're out of our main hall right now, Powell Hall. It's under renovation right now. But please, we want to see you there. We are playing even better than we have before. And we're visiting more of St. Louis now that we're out of Powell Hall. We're visiting new people. We want to see more faces. And we're excited to serve St. Louis, truly.
Fantastic. SLSO.org. We'll put that link in the show notes so you can find that very easily. Julia Payne, second bassoonist with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.